Thanks for listening to For Crying Out Loud on Podcast One.
Made a decision. I'll face the sunny side head on. I had a vision of what it might be like to reach the end.
What's up, everybody?
What's going on?
Welcome to For Crying Out Loud. Before we get into our
show. Happy Friday.
Yay. Before we get into our show, let's talk about FabFitFun.
Love it.
You guys, you know about FabFitFun by now, right?
I do.
Yeah.
I love it.
I know. A lot of people do. I know a lot of girls around, not around here, but some of our girls that we know that work with us, they get FabFitFun. They get it four times a year. You get a full size. You get beauty, fashion, home, fitness, wellness products, full size, not samples, for $49.99 in the box. So every box is guaranteed to have over $200 in retail value. So just that alone is pretty darn worth it.
And then 2019 spring box is worth between $347 and $354.
Exactly.
So, I love opening it. I love
it's the best.
It's sometimes you get stuff that you wouldn't think of buying for
yes,
yourself.
Totally. And use it too.
Yeah.
There's a candle. There's a oh my God, they have the best lotions. Now there's another lotion that I love that they have.
Yeah. They
I'm
have
not
a lot
of big they, lotion person, but
I know, but then they'll send you like face masks and then like a
hair mask.
Blankets.
Yeah, blankets.
Like good stuff.
Yes.
Little cute little throws for
oh,
the couch.
Yeah. Yeah. Really good stuff. Like yes. So, I mean,
tea kettle. Remember the last one? We got that really cute little ceramic tea kettle.
Yeah.
I mean, really fun, cool stuff.
Right. Really cute stuff. And why not? I mean, it's fun to treat yourself. And also, you know, you'll have something in case you wouldn't need to go get a gift for somebody. I'm sure you'll have.
Absolutely. They probably don't love that in their read. But honestly, it's so fun to have stuff to gift to people.
Yes, totally. Oh,
It's all really cute stuff that looks like you would get it in like a really nice
boutique.
High-end. Yes.
Yeah.
So go to FabFitFun.com and use our code FCOL to get $10 off the first FabFitFun box. So you get your first box for $39.99. Do it.
They're doing something right because these boxes always sell out.
Yep. Also, Brewmate.
Brewmate.
This is a new sponsor for us.
I just got mine in the mail and they are gorgeous.
Oh my God, this is funny. When founder Dylan Jacob turned 21, he quickly discovered that warm alcohol sucks. So he created Brewmate.
That's so funny.
It's a drinkware brand.
Right.
So look, I'm just telling you guys, I don't drink, but it doesn't matter because this thing is so great for like a picnic. You don't have to put alcohol in it.
No, you don't.
You can.
You can.
You'll probably want to.
Right. Especially how many kids you got.
But you could put other stuff, non-alcoholic drinks.
Right, right. It's all like insulated. They have like wine glasses for they're insulated, but they look like wine. I got like the rose colored ones that they sent out.
The rose gold?
The rose gold. And I love it. They're so pretty.
It looks really high end. It looks like really high end, like picnic wear.
You have
They're like thermoses, but they look really nice and they don't give any like metallic taste.
Right.
So you can put it in your bag. You could pour it, put it in a bag, go wherever you want without lugging around an inconvenient cooler or ice.
Yep.
It keeps your cold drinks at the perfect temperature.
Yep.
Right now, just go to the website so you can check it out. It's Brew as in BRUMATE. And right now they're giving our listeners 15% off their first order when they go to brewmate.com and use the code LOUD. That's 15% when you use the code LOUD at brewmate.com. So beat the heat this summer. Makes a great gift.
Oh, totally. I was just going to say, they're really cute. They have 30 plus colors options online.
Mm-hmm.
So what else is going on?
I don't know what that was. Hey. What you were going to tell us a story.
Well, so you just did. Yeah, so
on
Patreon, I told a
story about a troubled girl.
It was very similar because
not hot and cold.
No, because Natalia, so she spring dance last week. And she went with her friends and whatever. And then she came home with a head full of steam, like her and her friend, Walking Muffin, came home. And she was like, oh, my God, Mom, wait till you hear what happened. So what happened?
I love it when they come home and they can't wait to tell us.
I know. She's like – she was going a mile a minute. I was like, whoa, slow your roll. All right. So there's a girl that she went to elementary school with.
Right.
Her name, let's call her let's call her Sharon.
Okay. Why don't you just call her Cher?
Oh, let's call her Cher. So this girl, Cher, and her
– I like that we have to spend the first couple minutes just naming them.
Naming people. Yeah. I thought we were going to do the Brady Bunch names.
Oh, yeah. I kind of like Cher, though.
I like to do Cher. So Cher and Natalia had known each other since third grade. And somewhere around the fourth or fifth grade, things went sour. And I don't think they were – they were never like pals, but they really kind of did not – they didn't like each other. I don't know. Natalia never had an issue with her, but she did. She didn't really have an issue with her, but like she said it all went bad when she went to the bathroom. She got at her table in fifth grade. So Natalia sat at a table with a couple of the boys. Cher went to go to the bathroom, and she loves her ruler. And they came back. They took her ruler and they hit it. And she comes back, and the first thing she says is, "Who took my ruler? Who took my ruler? Who took my ruler?" Then she's like, "I'm telling." She got up to tell, and then they put the ruler back. And they're like, "It's right there." And then she's like, "It wasn't there a minute ago. Who?" You know. So ever since then, like, I don't know. I guess that she just doesn't. She doesn't take to jokes very kindly. But anyway, she doesn't appreciate a good.
I hear you.
She doesn't really have much of a sense of humor.
Mm-hmm.
And so basically, what happened was this girl now in middle school doesn't really hang out. Sees Natalia every now and then. But then there's this boy. I know that this is going to sound insane, but this is what happened. Okay. So then there's this boy. So he was at their elementary school as well. But he was kind of like the kid that tried to stir stuff up because mm-hmm. he didn't play sports. He didn't hang out like with the same kids that they – Sonny and Natalia, I don't want to say this without sounding – I don't know. But they have their group of friends seems to be the sort of, I guess, the popular –
For lack of a better word,
I guess it. Well, for an elementary school, definitely. Sonny's boys were that was their school.
Yeah.
Now they're in middle school with a bunch of other kids, but they're still, you know, I mean, I guess that in their world, I guess you would say. Anyway, so the thing is that Natalia is friends with those boys, and she grew up with those boys,
right?
So she feels very comfortable with them,
right?
And I think that some girls may not feel as comfortable, or maybe they like a boy. I don't know what this girl's issue was, but this girl came up to Natalia at the dance and, oh, she sent her a text in the middle out of nowhere that said, "Who took the trash out? Or why what are you doing outside? Somebody must have taken the trash out."
No, she did not.
Yeah. And so Natalia's like saw her and she was like, "I got your text, like nice," or something like that. She just didn't say anything. She didn't engage. And she went about her thing. Then this boy, he comes like buzzing around and he's like, "Yeah, you know," he's like trying to start something like, "Oh, did you get the text? Did you get the text, Natalia?" Like he's doing that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But he's also friends with Cher. So he's kind of like, "Did you get the text?" kind of thing. And she's like, "Yeah, okay." And then he says something to her like, "You want to fight?" He's like, "Go ahead, fight." He's like, hit me.
What?
And Natalia's like, he's like, "Yee-hi." She's way higher. And he goes, "First of all, I'm way taller than you. And then second of all, you're a boy. Why are you asking me to fight? You shouldn't be asking me to fight."
Yeah.
And then there's an eighth grade girl that got involved that's also friends with Cher. And she starts going, you know, calling Natalia, yelling at her from across the way, like, you "Bitch, who took the trash out?" They're like yelling things. And it's like the four of them. And then Natalia's on her side with like of the arena, whatever, wherever they were with a bunch of her friends. Then Natalia got a text from her other pal, Olivia. She was in the gym and asked her to leave, like come keep her company while she changed. So Natalia left. Then she came back, and then she came back to a whole crowd of kids. And this kid, the boy, on top of the table, like with an icy – this is outside now – on top with an ice cone filled with all the different colors of an ice cone, like they had the shaved ice.
Right.
Blue, and he's spraying it all over everybody and trying to hit everybody. And Natalia walked out and he sprayed it all over her jacket, got all over her jacket, this blue shit. And she was like, "What? What is going on?" And he's like, "Now you want to fight me? Now you want to fight me? Hit me, hit me." And she's like, "I don't know what you guys' issue is.
Where are the people? Like,
that's what I said.
Aren't there chaperones at this thing?"
That's she said that the principal was standing. The principal was there, but he was inside at this point of the auditorium. That's what I kept saying.
They always make at our school. They always
the
make
chaperones.
Parents. They make parents come and like hang out.
I guess that wasn't that much of a big of deal. You know, the fact that they went outside and he was like spraying kids, that kind of all just happened. And I think the chaperones were inside and the principal was inside. Then this eighth grade girl was like screaming at Natalia, calling her these names. And Natalia was like, I don't know what is the issue here? Cher, I didn't do anything, say anything. Why are you bothering me? Go away, go away. And she's like, I'm going to go tell the principal. I guess in sixth grade, when they were still in elementary school, Cher went and told a teacher that Natalia was dressed inappropriately because she was wearing a tank top underneath her cardigan with spaghetti straps. And I guess at like recess or something, she took her sweater off and then she put it back on. And she's like, I'm telling, you're not on dress code. You're working against dress. That's not, you know, I'm going to go tell on you that you're wearing spaghetti straps. So she went.
You know that these Chers,
yeah,
they grow up to be parents
mm-hmm.
that we deal with.
Oh, my God. That's exactly what I told Natalia. Exactly.
They don't change.
Yes.
They just become the people that you're like, oh, my God, I hate that person's mom.
Oh, I know. I told her that. I said,
she's always
kids.
The person that's like, we're not supposed to do that.
Right.
Yeah.
The rule. Yeah. But see, she's not like – she's only doing that to fuck with Natalia.
Right. Right, of course. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And so Natalia says that she's always had this thing where I'm telling. She always does that. Natalia's like, I've never told on anybody in my life. So she's like, I'm going to go tell the principal that you just said – that you just cussed at me and you are calling me names and whatever. And she's like, what are you talking about? All my friends are here. They know the truth. They didn't see me go talk to you. You started it with a text. And I didn't call you a name. I didn't say anything. I just said, ha, ha, nice, whatever. And so she went and told the principal – and the principal was like listening and she was listening to Cher. Natalia was looking over and she could see her talking to the principal. Then Natalia goes, you know, she showed the principal a text that Natalia wrote. But I said, she goes, you want to see the text? You want to see the text I wrote? She goes, here, read the text. This girl, Cher, sent Natalia a text on a Friday night at 11 o'clock at night. And I guess her and this other girl that Natalia, they don't like her and her best friend, this other girl, let's call her
Barbara Streisand.
Barbara Streisand. So Cher, Barbara
She's
Streisand.
A classic. Yeah.
We're sitting around on a Friday night and they were, you know, bored and they were
Babs. Yeah.
And they were fucking with Natalia. So they said out of nowhere this and like you can't fudge a text. Like I get it. I saw it. So 11 o'clock, all of a sudden she's like, hey, from Cher's phone to Natalia from Babs. Hey, this is Babs. Boy, it must suck not having any talent. I can't believe that you don't play an instrument. Something like I don't know about instrument and talent. And then like you're such a fucking bitch, loser. Your friends just use you. I don't know why they use you, but they use you and nobody really likes you and blah, blah, blah. Like, oh, I hope this doesn't make you cry because the truth hurts. Like this whole long text, right? And then it was like something at the end, like, so back off, bitch. Go deal with your, like totally cussing her out, calling her a bitch, calling her, I don't even remember, like all these like bad, just you're a loser, you're a piece of trash. And it's like, what is this chick talking about? I was reading it going, what is she talking about? What is she talking about with the talent? Whatever. She goes, Mom, I don't know. She goes, I'm just chalking it up to two girls on a Friday night that are bored and they want to fuck with me. Or she didn't say. So she wrote back and she said, her first response was, it's 11:11, make a wish. That was Natalia's response. And then the girl wrote back, that's all you have? That's all you're going to say? Ha ha, loser. You're probably alone on a Friday night, bored, loser. I hope the truth doesn't hurt too bad. Go cry about it. You probably don't even really have a therapist, it said. And then it said, and then she wrote, then the tag goes, let me read the whole thing. It was rambling or something. And she goes, and then she read it. And then the way she handled it was, I was very proud of her because she was just like, I don't really care what you say or what you think about me. She called her irrelevant. She said, because you're irrelevant and I don't care. Therefore, your opinion about me is irrelevant and have a nice day. Bye. It was basically Natalia's answer.
I love that she used the vocabulary word.
I know. But the way she handled it was like, and bye. And then she said, then she called her. Oh, she kept coming back around. And then now this is, first it was Babs. Now it's Cher in on it. And like, oh, Babs had my phone. But yeah, you really are a bitch. And then
why didn't she block them?
I know. I know. I didn't know. Natalia never told me this. This is all happening on when she came home after her dance. She's telling me all this, the backstory behind Cher.
Right.
Because I didn't know. And she's like, so this was a couple weeks ago. She sends me on a Friday night this text. And then so I write back to her. So Natalia writes back to her something like, oh, look who's talking. I think you're the – and she doesn't even write the word. She writes B. You're the B word. She writes B. She goes, oh, look who's talking. You're the B. And then she said, and I don't really give a F. And then she spelled F with a exclamation point. Meanwhile, these chicks are writing out the bad words.
Right. I got
Natalia
it.
Natalia writes F, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
And she says, so F off, basically. So now at the dance, she goes to talk to the principal, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she shows the principal, look at what Natalia sent me on text. And she pulls up the part, says, you're the bitch, now F off or whatever. And I guess she's a guessing because she was showing the principal a text. And then she told her, she goes, I showed him the text. And she's like, what text are you showing him? I didn't say anything. I didn't even answer the stupid one. You mean this dumb joke you made today? I didn't even make a remark. And then I don't know what other. And then she's like, she must have shown him that text because that's the only thing she could think of.
Right.
She's not like she texts this girl
right.
all the time.
Right.
There's only like, you know, a handful of texts. So then everybody was like – now there's a crowd going around. Like there's a crowd happening outside. This kid, Robin's in the middle of it. This eighth grade girl is like calling Natalia all these names. And now Cher – the Barbara Streisand wasn't around, I guess.
Okay.
She had a formal engagement. But Cher is like – trying to stir the pot. And it was like just saying all these rude, mean things. And the girl – so people are like videotaping this event. And so she's like, look, watch. And she shows me the video and the girl is standing – Natalia's standing behind like in a crowd of people like behind a couple girls. And this girl is like – the eighth grade girl is like on the top of the table screaming going, fuck yeah. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. She's a bitch. She's a bitch. Like pointing to Natalia and these are my friends and blah, 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 blah. But nothing in like there's no nothing substantial coming from texts or her screaming or the story I heard from Natalia or the story I heard from Natalia's friends. Nothing that I could like Natalia never did anything or said anything or did it.
Right.
They're just trying to. And Natalia knows it, and I think that's why she handled it so well is that she knows she
Where
feels,
was the principal, though?
So
Somebody's
the principal –
standing on a table screaming, fuck you, and there's no adults
So then
around?
The principal – so no, then a parent came out and was like, stop, you know, everybody go away. Oh, then Natalia goes, I'm out of here. I'm leaving. We're leaving. Bye. And she was like, come on. Let's – you know, they all left to go to her house – to our house. And she's – so they left. They were like, we're out of here. Oh, and then before they left – she was like, well, you're going to be in trouble because I talked to the principal. Oh, and then Natalia goes, thank you for reminding me. She goes back to talk to the principal. And she went and she told him. And she said, I know that Cher went and talked to you and must have showed you something. But I have texts that can show you that she probably showed you something that was from a couple weeks ago from her antagonizing me in my bedroom at 11 o'clock at night on a Friday night. I can show you if you want to see it. And he said, well, let's just agree that you two will stay away from each other. So you two, and I guess he talked to Cher and he talked to Natalia, like right then and there, you guys just stay away from each other. And then she was like, fine, thank you. She goes, sorry, I don't want to get in trouble. I just want you to know, like, what happened. This is what happened. And all of a sudden, like, her friend and then this other girl who I don't even know is, like, screaming and yelling at me and calling me all these names. But I don't want to get involved. I don't know what her deal is. And I don't know who she is. But I'm going home. Like, I didn't do anything to her. I don't know her. I have nothing to say to her. I don't know her. She must be friends with Cher. And she's like – he was like, okay, if I need anything, I'll ask you. But – thank you for, you know, leaving and being the bigger one. And Natalia's thinking, in this place is kind of lame. This dance is really boring, so we're leaving.
There's no booze. Right.
Not now. No. So they leave. So she comes home. And then when she's leaving, the girl, Cher, was like, just so you know, this is not over. My mom is going to be talking to the principal. And Natalia's like, okay. I know she wants to engage. You know, Natalia's telling me. I know, as you say, she wants to dance. So I turn around and I go, about what? What is your mom going to talk to the principal about? Like, what did I do to you, Cher? Take your ruler in fifth grade? Like, what did I do?
Right.
And she's like, you're such – just nothing. Like, she has nothing to say. Just calling her a bitch, calling her a loser, calling that her friends use her and
– bully. She's just a bully.
She's just trying to, like, start shit. And then I'm like really trying to understand. And so so Natalia and I actually went out to dinner on Sunday night, just the two of us. And I wanted to know, like, what is going – like, she's like, Mom, this – and she showed me the text messages. I read all the text messages.
Sometimes there isn't anything.
No, there isn't.
They just pick on somebody.
No, I know.
That's like the one that's picking on Elby. It's like they just – they're just mad because the person has friends and seem happy.
I know.
And they want to take them down.
Right. It's like that's it. And the thing is that Natalia – so, she told me – then she tells me at dinner, she says, and now this girl – is in one of her classes and he's like distract – like he looks at her and he flips her off constantly and he's like – and I go, that's distracting. And she goes, I know. And I go, well, do you tell the teacher? And
it's she's also like, aggressive and abusive. He's
right.
Flipping her off?
Right.
No.
He's flipping her off.
This is supposed to be a safe place for her to learn.
Right. I know. He's flipping her off. He's like calling her names and blah, blah, blah. And she's like, but Mom, I don't care. Like, they're just – they're no – like, I don't care. They're not in my universe. I don't really – just because we went to elementary school, like, I don't know what Cher's deal is. But her and I obviously – like, she said it multiple times in her text to her. You and I obviously don't have anything in common, so let's just agree to go our separate ways and don't bother each other, she said. And then another one, she said, let's just – when we see each other, be nice and move on. She said that. Be nice and move on to who? To you? To Two-Face? To a rat? To a bitch? To a this? To a that? Like, I was like, well, what is she – like, where is that anger? She goes, honestly, I don't know. So I was just –
probably not from anywhere.
No, I know. And I go, is she picking on anybody else? She goes, no, just me. And then I said –
yeah,
well,
but I'm just saying – I'm not trying to interrupt, but like my Patreon episode this week – Aviva.
Right.
She picks one person at a time and then she's just targets that person.
Right.
And it doesn't matter what the other person did. They don't have to do anything. Mm-hmm. They're just like – they can be sweet.
I know.
They can be more bitchy. They could be whatever.
But see, Natalia's not the sweet, nice
– no,
look,
but I'm –
but like yeah.
But she's also – this girl's also targeted ones that just are more like in competition with her in a way. Like,
Yeah. Yeah,
it's not just Elby or the other girl that I told you. She's also targeted a girl that had attitude and was like could stick up for herself.
Right, right.
It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. There was no rhyme or reason. She just went for people.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what she's doing. And Natalia pointed out something that I kind of – but she's like, Mom, you notice that she makes fun of like the way I dress or something. Or she said she keeps calling me trash and I'm ugly and this and that. And then she's like, but I never, ever say anything about the way she looks. And by the way, her hair is like down to here and she's like, yee-hi, I could kick her ass. Like, she's like, I don't make fun of the way she looks. Like, but she's constantly calling me ugly and a bitch and this and that. And she goes, but I don't care. I really don't, Michael. But it's kind of distracting. It seems now it's distracting. Like, this kid's in your class now and he's saying things to you and he's like flipping you off and stuff like that. And I said, like, I go, isn't that just – and she goes, yeah. And I go, well, do you want me to say something to the school? And she's like, yes. Oh, Natalia emailed the principal. So when I came home and she had a head full of steam, she told me all this. And then she goes – so the story's unraveling. She goes, and I'm telling the principal, my mom's – the last thing that Cher told Natalia was, my mom's going to talk to the principal. And then I go, well, do you want me to tell – she goes, well, I already emailed the principal. I was like, what? You did? You did? She's like, oh, yeah. I emailed him. I said, she read it to me. She just basically said, sorry to bother you with this. I don't know where it's coming from. This girl has kind of been mean with me in elementary school. I've never done anything mean to her. I've never said anything mean to her. I don't even know who her friends are. I don't even know that her friend was in my, I didn't know that until that day.
Right.
And I just want to apologize and I want it to stop. And if you want to talk to us, I'm more than happy to come talk to you. And this was on a Friday night. And he wrote back and he said, thank you very much for sending me this email. I appreciate it. And, I will, if I hear more about it or something like, I'll look into the matter and I'll get back to you. If I need to or something like that. I'll look into the matter and I'll get back to you kind of thing. And that was, a couple days ago. So nothing new has happened since it. But last I talked to Natalia, she wants me to email him because it is distracting.
Yeah, you should.
I should. Yeah.
I hate to be that person, but I would want to stop put to the – to.
Right. Yeah. I'm going to.
Sounds like that kid's abusive and has some anger issues.
Sonny was – he had
– and he needs to mind his own fucking business. It has nothing to do with him.
But if you saw him on the video – on the videos that they showed me, the girl that's screaming at the top of her lungs on the table is a nut job who I don't even know. And then the boy, like he was wearing a – blue – thing, like a bandana, not a bandana, like a blue, like as if you took a blue t-shirt and cut it and there's like a strip and you made it like you wanted to be a sensei, like a karate. And he like tied it around his head and he's wearing that. And I go, what's he got on his head? And she goes, Mom, he wears that every day to school.
Oh, boy.
I was like, are you kidding? She goes, every day. I go, wait, is this the same kid? Is this the same that was in Sonny's class in elementary school that was bugging Sonny? Because I remember – and she goes, yes, that's him. I go, oh, okay, this kid's got a screw loose. Like this kid would say all these weird things to Sonny like, oh, yeah, your dad's a race car driver? My dad has 25 Lamborghinis. Like,
oh, my God.
He would say that kind of stuff to Sonny. And Sonny's like, okay. And, he would just constantly like – try to be a one-upper and like – I don't know. He was just always trying to like kick the dust up. And I don't know what that kid's deal is. The girl on the table, I don't know. But this Cher chick, she's got like a screw loose.
Well, first of all, two cents, the principal needs to say something to her. It can't just be like, well, if anything else comes up.
Right.
Like you can't have that going on for Natalia every day.
Right. Well, after hearing Patreon this week, I'm now definitely going to be emailing the principal.
I just don't – I think that that's their job.
Can John
as
do
a
it
principal.
For me?
I'm going to get John. Let me
can you
text
it,
John.
Please.
He's having jury duty today.
Oh, well, then he's got nothing else
that's
to do.
That's what I'm saying. He's got nothing but time.
Right.
Yes.
I would love it.
All right. We have to do an ad, and then we'll get back on this. Listen, Raycon. Everybody needs a great pair of wireless earbuds.
Yes, they do.
But don't go dropping hundreds of dollars on a pair.
No.
You got to check out the wireless earbuds from Raycon.
You know what? Adam has a pair of these.
They start about half the price of any other premium wireless earbuds on the market. They sound amazing.
Yes. Why would you pay like hundreds of dollars for the ones that everybody has?
Right.
When you can get just as good quality from Raycon,
yeah.
which was started by Ray J and Snoop Dogg.
Yes. Unlike some of the other kinds, the Raycon earbuds are stylish and discreet. They don't have the dangling wires or any kind of stems.
Right.
They're just in your ear. And they don't just look good. They sound great, too. Here's how to do it. Go to buy Raycon, B-U-Y, like you're going to purchase. BuyRaycon.com and use the promo code FCOL20 and you're going to get 20% off your order. Now, look, everybody, all of y'all's kids are asking for these.
There
so
you go.
So just get them these kind.
That's
don't,
right.
Why pay more?
Right.
Go to Raycon, BuyRaycon.com and use the promo code FCOL20 and you're going to get 20% off.
And by
off.
The way, those stems that are dangling out of your ear kind of look ridiculous.
So dumb.
Are they – like I would think they would make like – flesh-colored ones.
I know.
They're going to do something, right?
Just at least make the stem flesh-colored,
yeah.
people, and then trying to charge us like
right.
our monthly mortgage.
Right.
All right. Another thing we want to tell you guys about is Quip.
We love Quip.
Love Quip. Love my Quip. My husband loves his Quip. The kids love their Quips.
Mm-hmm.
They're so sleek.
Yeah, I love them.
It's just like having a toothbrush. It's
yeah.
not like having a
yeah.
big
right.
contraption.
Right.
It's not like it's having like a t-shirt silk screener, like
right, sitting on why, top of your sink.
Like, why are you guys doing woodwork in the bathroom? That's
right.
not that's our tooth.
That's our
electric
toothbrush. It's wires are everywhere.
Are you guys running a log company in the wood sawing logs in the bathroom? No, that's
it's that machine and you're on your table, on your bathroom.
Are you guys doing is this a surgery suite? No, it's just electric. No more of that.
No more of that, Kasha.
No. Quip is like sleek. It's just a toothbrush and it recharges. It's a, you know, pulse, and it also has a built-in 2-minute timer that
My
lets you know every
that.
30 seconds to switch sides.
That's right.
Yeah. So up to 90% of us don't brush for a full 2 minutes, and they don't clean evenly. So now that's going to end that.
Mm-hmm.
Also, it's a subscription thing, so you don't have to okay, for instance, I still have an old toothbrush, and the pulse that doesn't work,
mm-hmm.
I just didn't throw it away. It's like a backup.
Right, right.
But you have to get another one. It doesn't
– Yes, I know.
But
right.
this Quip will send you a new
you
one every 3
it.
Months. Don't think about it, and it's only $5.
Oh, well, yeah, that's the nice thing.
So these toothbrushes, they start at $25. So go
worth
to getquip.com, GETQUIP, and put in the code, go to getquip.com/FCOL, and you're going to get your first refill pack for free.
Yeah. Yeah, bullies. Anyway.
So did I tell you last week that John got the jury duty notice? I told
you
this last week, right?
No. I'm jealous that he's at jury duty.
Yeah. Okay. So
I want to go.
I've done jury duty one time, and it was when I was pregnant with Elby.
Yeah.
And I've told the story before, and it was great experience. Loved it.
Right.
Had to talk them into letting me on the trial because I was very pregnant. And I had just finished my last job,
mm-hmm.
TV producing, and I was like 7.5 months pregnant. Maybe I was 8 months. But you know an actual
yeah.
pregnancy
yeah.
goes for 10 months, right?
Yeah.
So I was like 6 weeks from my due date.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, they're never going to put me on a trial. What if the trial's long? What if it's like the OJ trial?
Uh-huh.
Which I'll die. If I would be like, I'll hold this baby
yeah.
in.
right.
So anyway – I when I got jury duty, I went in. It was like close by the house. And then I was like, please let me on this trial. And the trial involved somebody who'd hit the car with a pregnant woman in it.
Oh.
So I was like, they're doubly not going to let me on.
Right. What,
they're one of their star witnesses was pregnant at the time that she got her car hit.
Right.
I'm like, they're going to be like, well, you're pregnant. You're going to automatically be like, oh, I empathize with
yeah.
the pregnant person. To which I was like, I don't care about that bitch. I don't care.
Just because she's
barely
NACTA.
Pregnant. This, I'm not even pregnant.
Don't
I'm just
look
bloated.
Here. Look here. Look at my
lunch.
Eyes. Don't look at my belly button.
I was like,
look
listen,
over there.
My due date is like 6 weeks. So I'm not, it's fine. It's my first kid. It's
right.
not even going to come early.
It's
like,
fine.
Let me on this trial, which they did. So anyway, and then since then, every time I get a jury notice, I'm always like, yes, please.
Yeah, I know.
And I never get called. I call in every night. They don't need me. Okay, so John gets a jury notice. And I said, it's for downtown, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nobody got time to be driving downtown for the trial
right.
when we have a courthouse really near
oh, totally.
Us and it's right near
yeah.
LB School. So mm-hmm. I was like, John, I go, you got to put in for a transfer.
Right.
And I told him what to do. I was like, look, just put this here, sign it, and we'll send it in. He's like, okay. Never did it. So then it's like the night before and he tried to call and get it transferred or postponed.
Right.
But he didn't – it was like he waits till the night before.
Yeah.
Like a dumbass.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, well, you didn't – okay. So he doesn't show up. He doesn't go.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't call in and he doesn't go, which you can do that.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just basically automatically postpones you. But the next notice that he got said that if he doesn't show up for that one, he has a failure to appear.
Mm.
And now it doesn't give him an option for trying to transfer to a different courthouse.
Right.
So he's looking at me like I'm going to help him figure out what to do. I was like, bitch, you done fucked
Paul
up.
Paul Garagos, you done fucked up.
Yeah. I was like, this is you can't postpone it. I go, look, here's your old notice. Here's your new one. On the old one, it gave you an option of putting down that you want to transfer.
Right.
The new one says you got to go.
Mm-hmm.
I go, okay, so if I were you, I wouldn't not show up because I don't know what they're going to do, but you don't need a failure to appear.
I know. What does that
for jury
mean?
Duty? I don't know. And
Adam
probably
never
nothing.
Goes.
Probably nothing. But what's John doing? He's not that busy. I was like,
well,
I was like, just I, if
he's
I were
not
you,
us, though.
I know. I was like, I would call in and just, you're probably not going to get, you're not going to, they're not
right.
going to need you.
Right. Right.
So just start calling in and you'll call in. Oh, and it was for last Thursday.
Oh, okay.
All he was going to have to do is go Thursday, Friday.
Okay.
I was like, you call in Wednesday night. They don't need you for Thursday. You call in Thursday night. You're done.
Done.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, all right. So he calls in Wednesday night. They're sure enough, they're like, yep, be here at 7:45.
Oh, Jesus.
Right.
He could have been
like
right in his neighborhood.
He could have been.
Yeah.
So anyway, he went on
jealous.
Thursday, but he was
little
sending
a tear coming down your eyes. He rolls away.
I know. I know.
I want to go with you.
Then he was just telling me about all the dumbasses.
Like,
so he gets called into a jury room
mm-hmm.
where they're potentially going to question everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, oh my God, he was giving me updates. He's like, now they're having to, they're asking if everybody understands what reasonable doubt means. People, he goes, the judge keeps having to have these like long explanations about what reasonable doubt means, what. And anyway, they bring up these people and they're asking them questions and then they only let like three people go. So the end of the day comes and they're like, okay, you got to come in Monday.
Because he's smart. That's the problem. Like they're going, that guy's got his all faculties and he's got a house above his head. He's not homeless.
Yeah.
Let's have him come. Like they ain't going to let him go.
I know. That's what I said. He goes, they're not going to want me because I was a TV producer and I've
nope.
produced a lot of court stuff,
right.
crime shows. I've gone on ride-alongs with the police. They're going to think that I'm sympathetic to the police.
Yeah.
I was like, no, they're not. They're going to think you're smart.
Yeah.
And they're
going
to – I was like, if they took me and I was pregnant and the case was against – was a guy who hit a
yeah.
pregnant woman in her car, how are they not going to want you? And
yeah,
he's like,
hard
no,
up.
Trust me, they're not going to want me. And then he just sent me this text this morning. He goes, fuck, I'm early getting to court. He goes, that makes me look all like a conscientious citizen and shit. Now I got to say something really jacked up to balance that out before they start ogling me as the foreman material. I'm like, yeah, do not get on a trial because I need you to help me this week.
Oh, my God. So that's in real time right now?
That's real time.
So he's down at the courthouse.
Real talk, real time. So of course, isn't every day as a mom just a shit show? There's a something
yes.
every day. Mm-hmm. Every day I wake up the kids and it's something. Mm-hmm. It's like this one's they'll announce to you some project
that's so late
in the morning. Somebody's sick. I can't keep track of who's saying they have a fever.
Yeah. You said something that really stuck with me. Like I was in the car driving the other day, I think to volleyball, I don't know. And Natalia goes, I got a headache. And I'm going, what do you want me to do? I don't have, do you have much? No, I don't. But I'm like driving going like thinking, does she want me to stop? Because I'm not. Like, what do you want me to do? Okay, so you got a headache. Suck it up. Like, okay, everything's an issue with everybody. I have a hangnail. That really literally does come up. My nail hurts.
Oh, me too. My kids are not sucker uppers.
You have a Band-Aid? Yeah. I hate it.
They're not sucker uppers.
No.
It's always something.
Mm-hmm.
Always something. Yeah.
You can be out and about. And they want to know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Well, what are you going to
do about it? What are you going to do about it? It's like a challenge.
I know.
Yeah. I got a headache.
Yeah.
Bitch.
Do something.
Yeah.
And fast.
Yeah. And you're like, I got a headache every day.
Yeah.
That's my life. That is my life. And I got no one to tell.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
I can't – nothing stops
right,
for me.
Right,
I had a migraine yesterday. I took a half an Imitrex. I took the five kids to the mall.
That's what you do.
It's called momming it up.
Right.
You're a mom, bitch. Listen, I'm always like, I don't know. First of all, I try to tell them, save staying home for when you're not sick so you can enjoy it more. Right? Don't bother with this. Like, I feel like I might possibly have a fever.
I'm penciling in
a fever for next week. No. Just be honest and go, I really don't feel like going to school. Can I stay home? And then go to school the rest
of
the time.
Exactly.
Because this whole, like, I'm sick.
I know.
Then you end up wanting to yell at them because you're like, because then, you know, an hour later, they're running around the house. They're going, can you take me somewhere?
Right.
You're like, you're supposed to be fucking
sick. Yes. Sonny just did this the other day. It was Monday morning. He didn't want to go to school. And he gets out of the car. And he's like, my ankle. Oh, no. I remember. He went to practice the night before basketball. And they work him hard. And he's got like his legs are sore, right? So he wakes up. Can I have some Motrin? I go, why? This is Monday morning at 7. Why? My legs hurt. Why your legs hurt? They're sore. Oh, okay. All right, here's a Motrin. Then he's like, he's trying to get into the car. I'm like, come on. Then he gets out of the car to get to school, and he's walking away, and he does a fake trip.
He flopped?
Yeah, he does like a fake trip, and I roll the window down. I go, what's the matter? He goes, Mom.
Oh, no.
And then he walks over to the car like he wants to come home, and I'm going, bye. I hit the pedal to the metal. I go, oh, no, you didn't. How dare you, first of all. Second of all, you're up the wrong tree here.
He's
because
flopping.
Yes. I go, you can't tell me you can't walk because your legs are sore.
Oh, my God. Xander does that too.
Come on. What is the deal? Like, you're barking up the wrong tree. I know what it feels like to be sore. Dude, bitch, I have broken ribs over here, and I get up and go every day. What are you talking about?
We got Amy Rollerson, our paramedic, having to send advice.
Thank you, Amy. I know.
I told her she was saying, thank you for my shout-out. I was like, your family, you know?
Yeah, thank you,
weigh
Amy.
Weigh in anytime.
I know. I was going to
need you.
I know. She's right, too, because she says it takes forever to heal.
Yeah, she said don't exert yourself.
Yeah, and you can re...
Yeah. I always do, though. This is a milestone.
Mm-hmm.
LB wanted to go to the gym with me. She's been asking me. I'm like, you weigh 10 pounds. I should be lifting you at the gym. You shouldn't be going to the gym. You have no calories to spare putting out energy. You're in enough sports.
Right.
I mean, I'm exaggerating because she's getting more normal sized these days. She does a lot of activity.
Right.
She's full of
she
energy.
She burns those bagels right off.
Burns it off. Whereas like Sadie will complain for 3 weeks leading up to, Mom, we're going to have to run a mile in PE. And the coach is so mean. She's making us all do it. Meanwhile, LB does that every week.
Uh-huh.
Every day they got one day it's the mile. The next it's a pacer test.
Yes.
And she never, ever complains about it.
Right, right.
Sadie's just like, can you write me a note? My toe hurts. I'm wearing the wrong shoes. I'm like, no, it's called you're lazy.
Totally.
So Elby's like, I want to go to the gym. It just looks really fun. I'm like, well, it's not.
So simmer down.
She's like, Mom, all my friends go to the gym. So she's been asking me, and I was like, I think you need to be 16. Mm-hmm. So she looked it up on her own. She's like, you only need to be 14.
Mm.
So I was like, all right, if you really want to go to the gym.
I know, and that's you're like, that's my alone time.
That is. I'm like, now I'm going to feel guilty listening to a podcast. You're going to want to talk to me.
I know.
You're going to be as bad as John.
Right.
Like, stop trying to talk to me. Don't you see I'm listening to The Root of Evil, which is not as good as I thought it was going to be, but that's another beside the point.
Right.
Yeah. So LB went to the gym with me.
Yeah.
So first of all, though, we have to sit down and get, you know, it's like, honestly, getting a guest pass, mm-hmm. not even signing up for a membership, getting a guest pass is like applying for a house.
Right, right.
Right?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
They're like, can you bring in – what are your finances?
Right.
You know, like, what's your last 10 years of employment? I'm like, fuck you. I can afford $25 a month.
Right, right.
Like, stop. They're like, well, did you get a guest pass online? No, I didn't. I've been coming to this gym for like 40
mm-hmm.
years.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need to – do you want to give her a guest pass or
right,
not?
Right, right.
Do you want to jump – oh, so then I said to the lady who was – you know, you literally, I swear to God, Lynette, mm-hmm. I'm not exaggerating this.
I know,
just
you're
happened.
Not. I know.
You have to sit down mm-hmm. in their little cubicle.
Mm-hmm.
You have to wait. Then you have to sit down in a cubicle.
Yeah.
Sit over there and Angie's going to help you get a guest pass. I'm like, can I just bring her in?
I know.
And like,
come on.
Do a pre-core for
right.
30 minutes
yes.
and we'll get out of
right.
her hair?
Right.
Nope. Got to sit down. They have to take all the information. Then they have to take her picture.
Oy vey, for
yeah.
a guest pass.
Yeah, for a guest pass. Then they have to go over all the – I'm like, can you go over this later? Well, you know, then they want them to have like somebody take them around. I'm like,
oh,
I'm
God.
Her mom.
I'll take her.
Mm-hmm. I'll show her.
Mm-hmm.
I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and then I go, also, is this your correct number? I'm like, here's the thing, Angie. I really don't want to get 10 calls a day going,
right.
Hi, this is Angie from LA
yes.
Fitness.
Yes. No.
Just checking in. How did LB enjoy her?
Right.
Hey, did you want to
Fuck
sign up? Let me
that.
She goes, well, I mean,
mm-hmm.
do you not want us to? I was like, yeah, I don't. I go, well, I'm aware of
right.
what going to your gym is like.
Yes.
I've been a member for
yeah.
a minute.
I don't
so,
need to know your yeah.
yeah.
membership.
I literally joined in the 80s. I really did.
So, in LA Fitness.
So yeah. John got locked into some membership at LA Fitness where I swear to God he pays like $5 a year.
Really?
And I'm not exaggerating. It's some kind of free thing where he signed up. He paid so much money up front that mm-hmm. they were like, you can just be a member.
Right. That's
forever.
Awesome.
I think they didn't think their gym was going to work out.
Right.
Like they were like, not a lot of people.
It's,
not a craze right now. Like, so we're not sure if this whole working
oh
out
God.
Thing is going to work out.
Right.
So
right.
just pay us a bunch of money now. And
yeah, then we'll
it's
see.
It's a gamble.
Right.
You know? So now he gambled correctly. So
yeah.
he barely pays anything.
That's great.
So Elby is upset. So I take her to the gym. So Angie agrees to not call me all the time. So
mm-hmm.
Elby gets a 2-week guest pass. And then like every day she's like, can we go to the gym now? Can we go?
Mm-hmm.
Why you gotta make me feel like a no-getter?
I know.
You already went once.
It's already hard
enough
for me to go to the gym. I know. Yeah, I know.
So it was cute though. She
mm-hmm.
went. I was like, okay, honey, but I'm not gonna be talking to you.
Did you tell her that?
Yeah, I go, I'm gonna listen to a podcast and play threes on my phone. That's how many things I have to have going on. She's like, Mom, how do you do that? I said, well, because I don't get on that kind of ski machine thing. I just do one hand.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Yeah.
Keep it at a nice pace.
Right.
Listen to a podcast. Play a little threes. Take a break.
Right.
Listen a little
yeah.
bit. Then get bored. Play threes again.
Right. And then what did she do?
So she listened to a book that she had to read for school
mm-hmm.
on Audible.
Mm-hmm.
And then she watched Netflix
oh,
on her phone.
Nice.
Yeah. Then she has to make me feel like lazy.
Uh-huh.
She does the same workout I do, Lynette. She's never worked out. She puts it up to the same level that I work out. Then
really?
Afterwards, after she does it for 30 minutes, she's like, I think I'm going to go do the treadmill for a little while. I'm like, fuck off, LB. Okay. Fuck you and your little 80-pound body that's full of energy and go fuck yourself. Or I was like, good for you, LB. I'm going to go stretch out for a little while. Meet me over there. Stretching is very important. I like to give it a lot. I like to really
get in there.
Yeah. Get some good stretches. So you go do that.
You go do you. That's hilarious.
Yeah, and then we did weights. And then the next day I was like, are you sore? Are you sore? She's like, not at all. I don't feel anything. I was like, fuck you. I'll take you down.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was funny.
The kids with the gym, I took them to the YMCA.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
And did they do any?
They love it.
Exercise equipment?
Yeah, they do. Oh. Italian, they put their earbuds on and they do their thing. And I do my thing, but I don't enjoy it.
It's not during summertime.
And during, like, you know, spring break or when they don't have anything else to do.
So now LB really wants to join.
I know. They all want to go all the time.
So I think I'm going to get LB a membership, though, because she kind of wants to. And I'm like, it's kind of good for basketball.
Yeah.
Get a little muscle on her.
Sure.
Why not? I'm just like, honestly, I go, you shouldn't work out too much because you can't afford it.
Right.
Or you just got to eat a lot more protein.
Yes. Yeah.
So she agreed. Okay. What else do we have to do is tell you about digestive troubles.
Yes.
Tell them, Lynette.
Well, do you have digestive troubles, weight gain, low energy, aching joints? It's been struggling. Anything that you guys have been struggling with, Dr. Stephen Gundry says you're not alone, and he knows the real cause. Leaky gut. Okay. So it happens when you eat certain foods that contain lectins, which are tiny little particles that tear a hole in your digestive tract. So what you guys should do is check out his video, and it'll show you everything you need to know about what foods to eat and how to get more energy, slimmer waistline, and stronger and healthier. So if you want to tackle all that in your leaky gut, just watch the video. Go to TotalRestore3.com. That's TotalRestore3.com.
Nice.
And check it out.
And please join our Patreon, you guys. We love you so much. We love our community.
Do.
I told a long story on Patreon about some drama.
Perks coming up too, right?
Yes, we're getting t-shirts in. A lot of you guys, we have some new people at the $10 level. You just got to be patient with us because we're finalizing our design for our new shirts.
Mm-hmm.
With our logo, and you can also get the old logo shirt, but we have to order them for our Patreon people.
Yes.
We can't do like a drop ship. We got to actually have the shirt to send you. So give us like 3 weeks, please.
Thank you, guys.
I'll send them out. But in the meantime, for $5 and $10 and $50, you get a shirt and bonus content. Not at the $5 level. But anyway, $50 level, you get a shout out. Like Michelle Baker, she has her own website now. She's our Green Horizons CBD person with the salve. Called Chronic Relief. But she has a website called mygreenhorizon.com/store/FCOL Baker. So go check out her stuff, all her products. mygreenhorizon.com/store/FCOL Baker. Casey Howell works for Keller Williams Crystal Coast, and she covers Eastern North Carolina. She can help you find a new duty station anywhere across the country, or just a vacation home or whatever. Call or text her at 910-546-3991 or email her at kcmarie@gmail.com. That's Casey with a K-A-C-E-Y. Tish Clevenger is obsessed with your health, and she can add the nutrition of 30 fruits and veggies and grains to your diet. Go to Clevenger, clevenger.juiceplus.com. Kate Marengo, last but not least, she's our interior designer. She works with Interior Chicago. They're a national online interior design service. Go to interiorchicago.com and look up Kate Marengo. We love you guys.
Love you guys.
See you.
Thank you, Kaylin.
Next week.
All right.
You're a parent now.
Don't F it up.